Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Jonathan Carlisle.
Hey! Oh, there's a last name in there. It's the Carlisles, Chris. They're back.
Yeah. Yay!
They're back to help us close out our first month of Mission Impossible 3. The best one.
So lucky.
And you've got great minutes, because at first I was like, the Carlisles aren't going to get great minutes. And then I was like, wait a minute. They get to see a small disposable camera. They get to see the entire team on a small readout. I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is actually pretty good minutes. This is pretty good stuff.
Yes.
The entire team that is disposable as well. Mm-hmm.
So welcome. It's minute 10. We finally gotten the every other day, 3 days a week model down in our brain. So it is Monday. It is the 10th episode. No. Yes. 10th episode. I don't know how this works. So welcome, everyone. We're super excited. Tabitha, Jonathan, what have you guys been doing since last season?
Since last season?
Yeah. Yeah. What have you been doing?
Faking that I'm doing a podcast.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Hey, we were doing that too. I mean, this hasn't come out yet, so I guess we're faking it right now.
Yeah. It's the coronas.
Yeah. No, I learned how to edit videos on iMovie and put them on YouTube. That was something.
Nice.
While that sitting on the couch during Corona.
The coach. It's fine.
The coach.
That's how a lot of people, very fancy way of saying it. How Michigan of you, the coach.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. That's really super.
That's the wrong state.
It's a beauty, eh?
Sure it is. Okay.
Well, yeah, this minute begins with Billy Crudup, and ends with a camera placed in Ethan's hand at his workbench. So yeah, let's go over this. We haven't talked about this with the Carlisles yet, because the Carlisles are those guys that will watch the entire movie kind of before they talk about it. And I know you guys have seen this one, because I remember when you watched the second one and you went, what am I watching? And now you've seen the third one. No comment was made. I think it was just more like, well, I watched the third one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see what your guys' memories were of this movie before we get into this minute.
That's a funny way of phrasing it, because memory is not something that happens with this movie. This movie is a weird vortex of like, I'll just watch the movie and then I'll be like, what happened and who was in it? And oh yeah, so I've seen this movie a few different times, and when we reviewed the minutes, I was like, oh, that guy's in this movie, okay.
Yeah.
Being Billy Crudup.
Yeah
that jerky guy. I don't know him outside this movie, but he just I don't know these minutes, but anyways. We haven't watched this movie in a little while, and so just watching up through these minutes, I'm like trying to remember the rest of the movie, and it hasn't been that long since we've seen it, and I can't remember. Like, Billy, I can't remember if he's a bad guy at the end, because he seems like he should be, but I can't remember.
Like, I feel like you're coding him to be bad, but I can't tell. This movie is one of those people at your office when you walk through it and you don't remember their name, but you've met them six times, and you're like, I should know this, but I don't, so I'm just gonna fake it.
Yep. Hey, guys.
They're gonna get double gun. They're gonna get double guns and a guy. That's basically what happens. It's just like, hey, guy.
Yeah. Too late to ask.
Good job, JJ. Right?
A new one I've added is high broski, because that in no way means that I don't know your name. I'm just calling you a broski. So hey, up high, broski, and you just and they're like, hell yeah, that was awesome.
You know, I can't imagine watching this movie and thinking this is the guy who we should put in charge of Star Wars. You know,
You know, you keep maligning him. At some point, he's going to show up.
No, and at some point he was really great too. Like, you know, there were some movies that he made that I really, really enjoyed. Even Force Awakens, but you know.
Did you hear that?
Is that JJ? He's here.
Chris, you might want to get that.
Put him up, JJ. Put him up. Come on.
Why don't you like my movies? That's right. It's me, JJ Abrams. But you can call me JJA.
Okay, JJA.
Not because it is easy, but because it is hard. This is the voice of JJ Abrams now.
Oh my God. Sorry. I didn't know he was from Boston. I thought he was a California boy.
I'm from Kennebunkport, Maine. Thank you very much.
That explains so much.
Let me put it this way. This accent is going to be inconsistent, more inconsistent than the other ones.
Say it, chowder.
Chowder. The things that get me on this are decade, basically the moon speech from the Apollo missions. That's what does it. You don't like my movie.
JJ, is this the first time that you've showed up on this podcast?
You bet, your sweet bibby.
Yay!
That's my catchphrase, too.
We should introduce you, bibby. JJ, to John Woo over there.
Well, he's way over there.
He's keeping them in your basement?
He and De Palma are over there having a good laugh at JJ.
Well, since the quarantine, they can't leave.
Yeah, they've been stuck here.
So it's been a rough couple of months for us. But hashtag blessed, they still get residuals. So we've been living pretty large. That's right. My family is well off. You might not know that I'm from a very famous family.
Skywalkers?
I think, JJ, yes. Think you're a robot.
My name is JJ Skywalker.
He's an Australian robot from the East Coast. Australian robot.
He's a bad robot.
It's funny that my voice does sound like a robot. Beep boop. It's very close.
Bleep blorp.
But I'm very happy to be on the show. Well, gotta go. What was my catchphrase again?
Bet your bippy.
No, you bet your sweet bippy. Toodles. Oh, how about a pie broski? Well, he's gone. Oh well. See you later.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's a famous line from a movie. Is that him doing?
Is he doing the next Terminator movie? Is that what he's hinting at?
Oh, can I think
he's hinting at it. He needs another sci-fi series to destroy.
Hasta la vista, baby.
He does sound like a robot.
He really does.
What is up with that?
Or maybe he's doing RoboCop, the new RoboCop. Wow.
I feel really bad for you in your house. With all this, with all of them.
Yeah, it's okay. Well. They're there in case we need some food.
Yeah, we're going to eat that. Well, one of them's starting to gain that COVID-15, so we're plumping them up. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Taking those De Palma.
They'll run. They can hear it. They can hear us.
Those
right
De Palma
now. They're
royalty checks, you know.
They're over in the corner. Don't look at me in the eyes.
Whoa.
Oh, there he was. Yep. All right, let's get back to the minute. So you've defamed JJA, which... I'm glad he made it, though. It took a month, though, to get to him. That's good. That's good. He percolated for a little while, and he's well earned. So this scene, sponsored by Baby Ruth,
that is, if Baby you can Ruth? See my entire page of notes, it's only Baby Ruth notes. That's it.
Oh, no.
Nice.
What?
I don't have to read them. I just liked doing it.
Okay, well, you know, that's kind of what movie by minute podcasts are about. You writing notes that you'll never read.
Right.
I had something last week, a whole long thing about Cruz Wagner films, and this was the last one they did before United Artists broke up, and there was this whole thing, and I was like, I looked at my notes from last week, and I went, I didn't talk about any of this. Oh, well, it's not what it's about. You got to go with the flow.
Yeah. You want to know my favorite bit of Baby Ruth history that I found out?
I guess we're talking about Baby Ruth now.
Go
sure.
On.
Yeah.
Yes. Go on.
So they it started in
19... I want to know. JJ, God. He loves candy. He's got such a sweet tooth. That guy.
Well, in 1923, they started in Pittsburgh, but they ended up doing this in cities in like over 40 different states. And what they did is they loaded Baby Ruths into an airplane, and then they dumped them out over the city, and each Baby Ruth was individually parachuted. That's the cutest, most delicious promo I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
What happened to those ones with the parachute didn't open? Oh, my kid's got a Baby Ruth stuck in his head.
It was 1923. They didn't care.
They didn't care.
Well, I have a feeling a lot of them were Baby Ruth, because they didn't go anywhere. They just landed on a roof. How do you aim baby Ruth? Yeah.
I don't even know if I've ever eaten a baby Ruth. They are not what? They're not my first choice.
Are they? You saying they're forgettable, kind of like this movie?
Yes.
No.
You've had one, but you can't remember what you're like.
About 4 years ago, I was in dire need of a baby Ruth for some reason, and I went to like 5 stores and couldn't find any anywhere in town.
What on earth? Just take a Snickers bar and like a handful of peanuts and throw it in your mouth.
It tastes different though. That's what's weird.
That's what I was going to say. I'd rather just eat a Snickers.
I don't even know what's in them.
You're talking about peanuts and caramel and milk chocolate flavored nougat covered in Kung Pao chocolate? That doesn't sound delicious.
Sounds like a Snickers.
Did you say Kung Pao chocolate?
Kung Pao chocolate.
I didn't know that was what was in it. Kung Pao chocolate. That's awesome.
That sounds terrible.
Got a kick to it.
The Baby Ruth candy bar. Can you imagine a Baby Ruth candy bar had like spices and it was like spicy? How weird that would be. Like,
jalapeno flavored.
Well, some people like jalapenos in their chocolates.
No.
This is where we hear the first uttering of Agent Ferris is in trouble.
Felicity.
Agent Ferris. I'm just going to say that every time I say Agent Ferris. Mm. They've got to save Ferris. We don't know who Agent Ferris is, but it's someone that Ethan remembers. And he's pissed. He's like, you've got extraction teams for this. And he's like, okay, well, you know, wheels are up. In the morning. By the way, he does not give a time. He just says in the morning.
Yeah.
Like at sunrise. Oh, okay. Is that a military thing? Like, is sunrise always at the same time? That doesn't make any sense, right?
I don't think he's being truthful, but that we don't cover that in our minutes, so I can't really say.
No, and we also don't cover in the minutes that it leads to a Top Gun homage, you know, so.
But he does leave him something. He does leave him something that's really overproduced. A little camera. A camera with a flash.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you said you had tons of notes about the Baby Ruth,
yeah,
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Do you have tons of notes about the Kodak camera?
Disposable camera? I wrote Kodak Fun Saver on my paper, and then I tried to catch some screenshot where I could find the model number, and then that didn't happen, and I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I wonder about it, though, is I was watching, and I was like, okay, one, does he have to pay for it, or does he steal it? Two, if he does pay for it, does he get reimbursed by the agency for it? Is it an expense, or is it just expected that he buys it?
Right. And what if somebody else would have grabbed it off the rack first?
Exactly. What happens if it doesn't show up on the scanner and the guy's like, "Oh, just go get another one."
Well, did Billy Crudup, did he just put it on there as he walked past, or did he just tap it to make it move like that?
I think he put it on there.
Yeah, he put it on there before he even showed up.
Oh.
Unless it was a sleight of hand, he could have put it on there.
But can you imagine if like a limo full of girls came in to get it? You know, limo full of
so he's standing in an aisle. So he's standing in an aisle with a baby Ruth, and he flung it across to like get everybody's attention. And everybody looked at the baby Ruth that flew across the room, and then he put it up there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, no, probably. He snapped his fingers, and a bunch of baby Ruths came down on parachutes that distracted everybody. Yeah. Then he put it on.
Oh, how cute!
These are gross.
That is my mission, and I will choose to accept it.
Yeah, and then he put it on, he's like, "Hey, look right here." While Ethan's looking at Ben and Jerry's. What do you think Ethan's Ben and Jerry's flavor is?
Great question. I was hoping this would
come up. Ego nutcase.
Oh, that's good.
especially during this time period.
Scientophagy.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to find it. It's there somewhere.
Like taffy? I guess toffee.
Yeah, it's like toffee. It's not like toffee flavored.
Science.
It's toffee flavored.
Katie Cookies and Holmes.
And it's in seven levels. It's got seven layers of toffee.
Seven cookies layers of toffee.
Cookies and Holmes. That doesn't even make any sense. Like Sherlock Holmes.
No, I was saying Katie Cookies and Holmes.
Okay, Katie Cookies and Holmes. Okay. All right.
Jumping on a couch flavor.
Chocolate chip Katie dough.
Ooh, chocolate chip Katie dough. That's a good one.
I like the Scientophagy.
Thank you.
With
thank
the
you,
seven layers. And I don't like toffee.
I like it too.
Oh, thanks, JJ. JJ likes it.
That was JJ's suggestion, actually. You know.
Yeah. I wrote that down.
Oh, yeah. To be fair, JJ has given me some notes for this movie. So any joke that comes up, it may be a JJ. Maybe a straight JJA. A JJAO.
That's convenient.
A JJ Abrams original. So just know.
Yeah, he's got a tendency to make bets with people to try to get him to do things for him. So
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I guess. I was just watching the clip go by again, and I think it was there, and he just tapped it with his finger. But it could be sleight of hand. That's what tricksy people do.
Or maybe every single one of those Kodak cameras is some mission.
Oh, my God. They're all missions. Different missions. Ethan, you were supposed to grab all of them. I know I hit one of them, but I was inferring. Dude, there's like $4 million worth of classified materials up there. You know how hard these things are to fabricate?
And one of those other cameras was the brain extracto thing that he just didn't grab.
Yeah. How much – we get a really great shot of the packaging in this shot. They put it into its own box. How much effort went into this?
Well, yeah,
Simon Pegg's over there putting it together.
I mean, it's a lot of effort to get it into the camera. Getting it into the box is probably the easy part. If you like open the box really gently from the end, not like how Ethan opens it, and
like with steam.
Yeah.
So you're saying they go there, they go and they buy a bunch of these. Yeah. The Benji's department, the Q department.
Right.
They bring them back to the office. They steam them.
Yeah.
Get them really loose so they can open them.
Yeah.
And then they don't care because the mechanism inside, it can be as complicated as they want it to be because it's basically a front and a back of a case.
Right. Yep. And side note.
To me, this is the stupidest one they've got in all of the movies. It really is. I mean, it's overly complicated, and there's a lot of ways it could go wrong. Okay.
We'll get there tomorrow, but we'll get into it tomorrow about the size of the thing he's looking at. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. When you say tomorrow, do you mean in 2 days?
God damn it. Yes, I mean it Wednesday. I'm never going to get this. Hey, every time I say tomorrow, I'm always talking about 2 days from now, except on Friday, and I'm talking about 3 days from now. Just remember that, okay?
Mm-hmm. It's really easy if you just remember that the Wednesdays are divisible by 3 but minus 1. It's super easy.
You're right. It's much easier that way.
Ugh, math. So recently we steamed open envelopes, and it's harder than it looks and you burn your fingers. And so I think that the cardboard would be kind of soggy and warped and wrinkly. But it is possible somebody that's really good at it.
Can I ask why?
I have this whole box of note cards, and in the heat last summer, all the envelopes stuck together, and that's what I get for buying like a cheap box of 100 note cards from Amazon. And so I didn't want to waste. I mean, there's probably still like 70 cards in here. So Jonathan and I, over like a steaming, kettle on the stove, we were like running the envelope over it, burning our fingers. But we were able to, I think we did like 10 of them maybe, and we were able to get them open, and they sealed again.
I think you should write a thank you note or a sorry note to the people who made it and just be like, hey, your things adhere at room temperature, just FYI.
Yeah.
You might want to change your glue.
I should kinda sucks. Write a fun Amazon review.
Oh, you should. My husband and I had to stand over a teapot just to open these up. 5 stars. Yeah. But make sure you give it 5 stars. Like, completely freak everybody out. Just be like, what? Is she pissed? Why is she so mad?
Okay, I'm going to do this.
Best thank you note I've ever gotten. 5 stars.
All right.
I like to work for my thank yous. Like, I've given you a bunch. JJ, you got any for it?
Nah.
Hey, his voice kind of went weird there. I don't really know. He just went, nah. I don't know what he said. I think he's eating. Nah, he must be eating there.
Nah, broski.
There it is. So Agent Ferris is, we're going to find out in the next minute who Agent Ferris is. I'm excited because it counteracts. One, I don't have to look at Captain Manhattan anymore. And I'm really excited for that. Anytime I don't have to see him.
Yeah. And you don't have to hear him saying things super like, happy. Take some pictures at the party for me. Just like a big old jerk.
Or a jilted lover. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sounds really hurt that he wasn't invited to the party. Dude, you are an active CIA agent. Well, a branch of CIA, kind of, sort of.
You don't hear Luther saying this sort of stuff later.
No, Luther never sounds hurt about anything. Well, why didn't you call me about the wedding?
Baby.
Actually, he probably was invited.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where this minute ends.
Did you have you talked about Crudup's gross face hair?
No, I have not talked about his gross face hair.
It's gross.
What does he have, like a wart hair or like just bad? Oh, he just can't. He has bad.
He has like stubble, but he has like stubble goatee that's slightly longer than the stubble cheek hair. And but his left side looks like it's. I don't, it's gross.
Yeah.
Well, only a Carlisle and a Howell can talk about facial hair. Well, and Ramirez, he can grow one too.
Now, yeah.
It doesn't look like it doesn't look like a. I don't know. It's a movie. Like that's a choice.
You should look cleaner. Yeah,
makeup person should have done a better job.
He's in the movie. One, we all know this because his physical being is there. And he's not playing someone who's not wearing a suit and doesn't work for the CIA in like a high level. So you would think he would be clean shaven, unless this is what in his mind, it's the end of the day. I feel like this is a Billy Crudup. I'm calling this pulling a Billy Crudup is where you do something that no one cares about and no detail matter. Like the detail doesn't matter and everyone hates it. This is what Billy Crudup thought he would look like at the end of a long day of work having 5 o'clock shadow.
Did he go insane? He wanted to have the Homer Simpson shadow on his face.
Yeah, I don't know. He wanted to have something. Now that I'm seeing it, that's all I can see is Billy Crudup's weird, ugly hair.
But when it's really close up, it literally looks like his goatee area is longer than the rest. Like it, I don't think it's just that his goatee grows in better. I'm familiar with that because that's what mine does. But it looks like he's like in day two or three of trying to start a goatee. And I don't know if, like, by the end of the movie, we actually see him in full goatee mode. If it's part of a
Chris, has anyone character. Ever touched you in your goatee area?
Plenty of times, yes.
Okay, you can tell me about it. It's okay. It's not your fault. It's not screams. Your fault, Chris.
I was asking for it.
You really were. Well, you have a gross goatee.
I do.
My son has gross facial hair right now, and every day I touch it. I walk up to it and I touch it, and I go, "Pretty." And he goes, "Stop touching it."
Yeah, my 13-year-old is doing the same thing. I'm like, "Oh, look, you got a hair there. Leave me alone."
Yeah,
you got more hair on your legs, dude, than you do on your face. Shut up, Dad.
Shut up, Dad.
Yeah. Shut up, Dad. Voice changing.
Shut up, Dad.
Shut up.
Yeah, our son just tried to grow out a beard, and it didn't really work, and so he just shaved it down to a mustache just to be gross for a few days, and it's really gross.
That's always the last thing I leave. I've only shaved this off in modern times probably 2 times, and it's always the last thing is the mustache. Yeah. And then the mustache, then I say, how close to Hitler can I get before it is uncool? And I just keep going on either side. I'm like, Meredith? And she's like, "Eh." And I keep going. And I kind of get you hit one spot. I'm like, "Meredith?" And she goes, "Absolutely not." I'm like, "Okay, well, that's
uncool."
I shaved
now.
Before I went to the hospital a couple of years ago, or last year when I went to the hospital, I had a job interview like 2 weeks before that. And I'd shaved everything clean for the interview. And I went in stages and took pictures and left the mustache. And I'm like sending pictures to people. Should I leave this? Should I not? And no, it had to go. And not if I wanted to be taken seriously at the job interview.
No, I've gone too far the other way, so now they just have to deal with it.
Maybe John here, Billy Crudup guy, he thinks that this is like his undercover face, because if he's too clean shaven, then he would look like an agent. So maybe
he just came from a job and the job needed a mask, and I assume those masks you need to have a little stubble to kind of get him to adhere really good. Like, you need a little something. Otherwise, they kind of slide around on your face. Maybe. This is what I'm going with. We've talked last year about how they seem hotter. Last year put the concept in our mind that basically people are suffocating in those masks, because every time they take them off, they're all like, "Gah!" You know, they're all like, they're all like, "Oh my god, I can't believe I got that off my face finally." So yeah. maybe as we see more masks in this, we're learning a little more about mask history, maskology.
Maybe that's why he's so cranky.
Yeah, maybe. So yeah, this is where it ends, and we go to our favorite episode, favorite part of the episode, the tech of the app. So everyone grab their Scientophagy. Well, that's hard to say and think about at the same time.
It's hard to write, too. I was trying to write it. Scientophagy? No.
Scientophagy. Well, it'll be the name of the episode, so we'll see it in print. Then it'll be easy to pronounce. It'll be like, oh, yeah, the Scientophagy episode.
Scientophagy, yeah.
See, I've now said it 6 times. It's all good.
Yep, it's easy.
So let's jump on in there. Oh, I'll bring my spoon. Here we go. All right, we're here. I have brain freeze. I ate my Scientophagy a little too fast,
and it's a little. Oh my! It's so sticky.
Did you eat all There's 7 layers?
I only could get through 2 of them. They have little crunchies, and they call the crunchies eaten thetans, and you can eat them, but they're just they're so sour.
You know they're gonna have this flavor next year. Scientology is gonna grab it and be like, oh yeah, we came up with this last week.
You mean Scientophagy?
Scientophagy, yep.
Yeah. Okay. Carlisle, you're on the chopping block for your first tech of the app of this season. Let's hear some good ones. Man or woman choice, decide who wants to go first.
Okay, I'm gonna shamefully say that I forgot about tech of the app, so I didn't think ahead, which is really bad. So I'm gonna go with steaming open the box and putting the camera back in. So. Steam technology.
Okay. Craft of the aft.
Yes.
That's how JJ would say it.
My tech of the app is a technicality that technically the Baby Ruth is not named after Babe Ruth. It's named after President Grover Cleveland's daughter, Ruth.
Oh.
Was she lumpy and full of nuts?
Or was she born old?
No, she died 17 years before they even named the thing.
Interesting.
That seems mean.
They didn't want to get in trouble with Babe Ruth, so their official story is that story.
Not it. You know it's not.
But they had such a strong case that after they came out, then there was another officially licensed bar called the Babe Ruth Home Run Bar, and Baby Ruth was able to shut them down because their name was too close to Baby Ruth.
Interesting.
And they tried to use little paper airplanes to throw people candy instead of parachutes. They're like, that's the exact same thing, dude. But we all know. Nice try. Yeah.
Did you get through all your paper notes now?
Unless you build them the cool way. You know, those kids that can make those little snub nose ones. Remember those? Mm-hmm. I could never build those. I could only make the really sharp ones that only flew sideways.
Yeah.
And sucked.
I'm the same.
Yeah. Okay. Chris, what about you?
I'm going to go with the stupid fluorescent lights that are making both of their beards look weird. Like their facial hair looks just strange under that light. Just weird.
Era, that was a choice I made.
Sure, JJ. You were trying to get those lens flares going.
Oh, you notice there's not one lens flare? There should be.
No, but there's like a really bad like wash on Billy Crudup's face. It's just white flare basically on his face of light.
Also, I see a lot of steam outside too, so I don't know what's happening at this gas
station. They're filming a rap video out there.
I guess so.
It's a bunch of people outside trying to open Kodak boxes with steam.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah. For love of God, we can't get into these things.
Yes, I'm going with the bad lighting, and that fluorescent light is just awful.
Well, I'm going to go with, mine may be this every, for at least the next 2 episodes, it's the actual Kodak camera. The camera itself, this so far, it's nothing special. It is a normal, for those of you that remember the wind up on the back, 21 exposure, 35 exposure. I forget if it was 35 at this point. This is near the end of its life.
They had 2 different ones. They had like a 12, a 24, and a 36.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did do a little bit of research on this, Jonathan. I will talk about it in the next episode. about the Kodak camera a little more, because there's some goofy stuff that happened basically when this was going away. I mean, Kodak used to be the, I mean, Chris knows, geez, how much money did we used to spend going to that Kodak facility getting our film developed?
Oh my God. And film $400 $400 for a 400 foot reel of film.
It's $100
a foot. $100
a foot. Not a foot. $100 every 100 feet.
Yeah, $100 every 100 feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
So a dollar a foot. Sorry. Sorry. But that's still ridiculous.
And then you had to process it, which was another like $300,
$400. It was so expensive.
Yeah, it was crazy. And that's only if you, that's if you got color. If you bought black and white, it was a little cheaper, but still, you know.
Whoever's phone is near there.
That's mine, their probably. Thing. It's probably my son.
That's okay. Move. Just can you move it to away from here? Thank you. Otherwise, I have to get rid of those. Yeah. They have to do editing. That's no fun. No. Okay.
But you know what's interesting? We used to use those little cameras at like weddings and stuff, put them on the, the table before we had our cell phones.
I have two cameras still to this day that are in my house. They're sitting downstairs. They have not been developed. And I'm like, I have no idea what's on these.
None. I got a box of film that hasn't been, you know, processed in 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, we when you're in film school, you do a lot of shooting of everything. Like I had a camera, I had a nice some of the early digital cameras. I had an actual old SLR camera. Mm-hmm. I had every kind of camera, and plus video cameras, you know, and film cameras and Bolexes and like crazy stuff. And
I had that. There's the longest time.
Undone film, unprocessed film. All over. Even to this day, I have boxes where I'll go in there. Like Meredith and I put a bunch of stuff in storage. I was like, "Oh my God, it's some old film." And she's like, "What is it?" I'm like, "I have no idea."
I got boxes of negative film negative in my closet.
Like it's probably skinny me doing something. So I don't want to watch that. That just hurts. It's hurtful. So
look, it's before Jonathan had a goatee.
Yeah. No. Well, that was I would have still had a goatee because when Meredith was doing film, I was a sophomore and I had.
You had a goatee. I remember. That's
right. I've had a goatee since I was a sophomore in college. So yeah.
I met you without the goatee though.
Yes, you did. Pre-goatee.
Pre-goatee.
Let's get ready for Wednesday's episode, and we'll talk to you guys all on Wednesday. So until then, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Tabitha.
And I've been Jonathan.
And I'm J.J. Abrams. Don't forget it.
Oh, my God. He's so assertive.
This minute will self-destruct.
Nice explosion sound.